economics. Tribalism has its perks. Li Ayu Chupa is doing well by doing good with his village-grown Aka Ama coffee. In recent years, small businesses, especially coffee and bakery shops, have been popping up on many corners and plazas in Chiang Mai, Thailand's northern capital. The desire for a cup of coffee and a snack seems to be an ever-increasing trend among upwardly mobile Thais and the plethora of expats rushing to relocate to villages surrounding this large and culturally significant city. Amid the proliferation, there is Aka Ama Coffee, owned and run by Li Ayu Chupa, a young-looking 26-year-old Aka tribesman who is full of passion for raising the income and the quality of life for his tribal fellows. Born and raised in the northern mountain village of Mae Chantai in Chiang Rai province, his journey began when he told his parents that he wanted to further his studies. At a temple in Lamphun, he learned to speak Thai and some English. He later attended university, a feat no one else in his village had ever achieved. He did an internship at Child's Dream Foundation, then became a full-time staffer for 3 years. He started to think about what his own village had to offer. What was an international product? What was long-lasting? Coffee, I realized, is a stable commodity, and my village was already growing it. But the problem was that we received very little benefit from it. We had knowledge, but we were not business savvy, said Mr. Li. The brand Aka Ama, literally Aka Mother, emerged in 2010, partly supported by a social entrepreneurship grant. A year after, Mr. Li broadened his idea to tribal fellows to improve their cultivation methods using modern technology. He found that by educating the village coffee growers to produce a quality product, he could raise the selling price, and the revenue gained by the farmers would rise in turn. Once a quality coffee bean became available, Mr. Li entered an evaluation event in London called the World Cup Tasters Championship in 2010. As a result of the exposure, he received certification for the only Thai coffee brand currently submitted. The selling price of the coffee beans has increased. Since I started, I've heard about the superiority of different overseas coffee brands, he said. I thought good coffee doesn't have to be foreign. This is Thai coffee, grown in Thailand, and roasted here to be drunk in Thailand. And after our coffee was accepted and certified, the income of village people increased by more than 60%. The Aka Ama coffee shop sells 100 to 160 cups a day. For the coffee packages, average trade is 400 kilograms a month. Despite the well-known reputation of Aka Ama coffee, Mr. Li does not want to franchise the business, mainly out of concern for quality control. We cannot afford to do the franchise due to the difficulty of management, the lack of staff, and, of course, the quality of the coffee's flavor, he said. It's not an easy task to control all the staff and produce a coffee menu that has exactly the same taste. Aka Ama coffee packages can be purchased at leading stores in Chiang Mai, such as Rimping Supermarket and KSM, or by express mail throughout Thailand. Mr. Li has no plans to rest. He has talked of increasing the number of branches in another province. We plan to expand our market to Bangkok. The issue now is not the quality of our coffee, but the quantity, as the amount of our beans is quite limited, he said.